Good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. I am Reverend Cynthia McCarthy, and I'm here today filling in for Reverend Dr. Bob Dean, who spent the week working at teen camp. And they did teen camp online virtually this year, and it was a big success. And I'm sure he'll tell us a lot more about it when he comes back next week. But what a great thing to celebrate and be happy about that we had. I think they had 120 kids get online and have a great experience all week. So that's a good thing. So this was his regularly scheduled day off for that. So blessings to him as he recuperates from a tough week working online. As I said, I'm so glad that you've joined us here today. On behalf of CSL Midtown, I would like to extend a heartfelt welcome to you. We celebrate you, whoever you are, wherever you are on your spiritual journey. You're an expression of the divine. You're an expression of life, and we welcome you here today. Such is the nature of life that all it asks is the opportunity to show up. And how about that? You are that opportunity, and so am I, and so it is. So we like to start off our services by reviewing our Declaration of Principles. So if you're new to us, this will be good information for you to take a look at to see what we believe. And if you've been around for a while, it's a good reminder. We'll get that up on the screen. Thank you, Vance. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. Now, our center has prayer practitioners who really serve as the healing arm of our community. And they go through years of training and have so much valuable experience with affirmative prayer. And this is the part of our service where we invite one of them to kick things off and share their perspective and insight and lead us in a spiritual mind treatment. So I'd like to introduce my friend, Judy Ailey.
All right. Thank you, Cynthia. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. This is the theme of the week. And this originally has been attributed to the great teacher Jesus. And it's in the New Testament in the book of John. Today's affirmation is that I recognize the truth that the infinite lives within me and expresses its divine nature in me, as me, and through me. As most of us have heard by now, Congressman John Lewis made his transition this past Friday. To me, he is the personification of what we are talking about today. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. About a year before his death, he tweeted a now very famous quote that has been everywhere, but I'm going to read it again because it's so good. He tweeted this: "Do not get lost in a sea of despair. Do not become bitter or hostile. Be hopeful, be optimistic. Never be afraid to make some noise and get in good trouble, necessary trouble. We will find a way to make a way out of no way." And he was also quoted as saying, "We are one people with one family. We all live in the same house. We must find a way to say to people that we must lay down the burden of hate, for hate is too heavy a burden to bear." I am proud to say that Congressman Lewis was my congressional representative for as long as I can remember living here in Atlanta, and he did his job well. And I like to sort of think about him as our local Dalai Lama. when you were around him, and he always seemed to be showing up at places, at events in the community. I even saw him at the grocery store one time. When I was ever around him, there was such a presence of love and respect that radiated from him. So I sort of, it reminded me of what being around the Dalai Lama may have been like. I haven't been around him yet. So anyway, I'd like to think of John Lewis as my local Dalai Lama. So what does this really mean? You shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. There is a liberating power in the truth of spiritual awareness. This statement is calling us to a higher consciousness, to a higher awareness, and that when we have this higher consciousness, there is a liberating freedom that comes with it. When we speak of truth, we are talking about something more than whether something is true or false or fake, or whether we even think something is right or wrong. When we speak of truth, we are talking about something greater than this. This is referring to a truth that is deeper and truer than the appearance of anything else. It's a truth that is available to all. It's of a higher order. It's absolute. It's unchanging and immortal. This truth is that the infinite spirit of life lives in us, through us, and as us in the world. And that this presence and power is the truth down into the core of our being. It is the truth that sets us free. It is this truth that allows us to know that we are one with others on this planet, as Congressman Lewis said. It is this inner truth that allows us to overcome whatever circumstance we may be facing. I'm going to close this part of it with a quote from Albert Camus, of all people. So Vance, if you'll put that up on the screen, let's see if we can do it. No, that's, he said, "In the midst of hate, I found there was within me an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was within me an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm. I realized through it all that in the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. And that makes me happy. For it says that no matter how hard the world pushes against me, within me, there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back." All right. So with that, I hope you will join me in a spiritual mind treatment. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. Just get comfortable wherever you happen to be. And if you feel comfortable where you are, please close your eyes and take a couple of nice, slow, deep breaths. And let us know this together. I recognize and know that this presence of life, this truth, is the ultimate reality of life. This presence, this power, this spirit is everywhere. It's in me, as me, and through me. It's in all the expression of life that I see around the world. It's in every person. It's in every situation. It's in every cell of my body and the cells of every other body, animal, vegetable, mineral, whatever it is. It's the thing that keeps the planets and the heavens in balance and moving and flowing perfectly. It is this power of goodness and this power of life. And I sense and know right now at the very core of my being that I am one with this presence. I am filled with it. And that I express it in the world. Wherever I am, whatever I say, whatever I'm doing, I allow this presence to fill my mind with new ideas, to fill my heart with love and with inspiration, to fill my body with vibrant health and aliveness. I know that this is the truth of me down to the bottom, into the core of who I am, to the base of who I am, that this is my truth. I affirm and know that my life is a life that is filled with goodness of every kind, that I live in a world of opulence and prosperity, that this is the truth. This is the divine spiritual truth that is also mine. And I allow my expectation and my belief in this to flood my mind, to flood my being. I know that I am living a life that allows me to be in the right place at the right time, knowing the right things to say, being able to take the right steps with whatever I am facing. I know that I am divinely guided and led and supported by this power for good in the universe. I turn away from anything that appears to be contrary to this. I know that there is only oneness and that this power is never divided against itself. So I turn away from any idea of the necessity of illness, of lack, of limitation, of poverty, of struggle, of strain. I let go of that and those ideas. And instead, I replace them with the knowledge, with the wholehearted belief and expectation of good, of life expanding in greater good, that all is in perfect order, that all is well, that the best is yet to come. And I release this now. I know this for myself, and I know this for everyone who is listening here today. I know that this is the truth of our being. This is the truth of who we are, that absolute, unchanging, infinite presence, the truth that does set us free. So I release this now, knowing that it is so, and so it is. All right. Well, thank you, Reverend Cynthia, for your good words today.
That was beautiful. So here's a question. How many of us do you think have a cell phone? Probably close to 100% of us, right? And how many of us at some point do you think have taken a video with our cell phone? Probably most of us, right? I know my phone is full of videos. Every time my dog does something goofy, I have to get that on video. And I have little birds that have a nest on my patio. I'm always trying to get them on video because they're really cute. And, you know, if you scroll through my phone, you'd probably see some videos of, like, if my kid was in a play at school or got an award, you know, you have to capture the moment. So I have a video of that. So my videos aren't very exciting, I will admit. But if you are on social media or watch any television news or internet news these days, you know we are seeing more and more cell phone videos these days that are capturing, well, for lack of a better word, people behaving badly, right? We are seeing racist attacks and police brutality, violence, destruction of property. We're seeing, seems like, video after video of grown adults throwing tantrums in, you know, grocery stores over mask policies and during a pandemic. And I saw one video the other day of someone holding a black delivery driver at gunpoint because it was a gated community and they didn't think he belonged in there. There were cell phone videos just over the weekend of, you know, suspicious arrests of protesters that kind of looked like kidnappings. And just every day there are more and more videos going viral all over the internet with these bad things happening. And if you go back to just a couple months ago to the murder of George Floyd and think about how that was captured, you know, there were these bystanders that came upon the scene of his arrest, and they knew that they were seeing something wrong. and they felt they had to document the situation, and they pulled out their cell phones to have the truth of the situation recorded. And that's what these videos are doing. They're showing us the truth of situations, right? It's recorded on camera right there for us. And it's just bringing things to light for all of us to see. So the question is, why are we doing this? Why are we as a collective whipping out our cell phones to record these things and then broadcasting them all over the place? I thought it was so nice of veteran journalist Dan Rather to give me a quote today for my talk. On Friday afternoon, he tweeted out, "Where would we be without cell phone cameras? I sometimes wonder how history would have been different if we had them sooner." And he's right. These videos, as depressing as many of them are serving an important purpose. They're showing us the truth. You know, the master teacher Jesus, as Judy mentioned, taught us that knowing the truth sets us free. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. But while these videos are definitely showing us the truth, they're showing us what I like to call the lower T, lowercase t truth. We're seeing current conditions as they really are. But in this teaching, in the science of mind and new thought, we learn pretty early on that conditions are changeable. Conditions are not the capital T truth of who we are, the capital T truth of our unity, our oneness, harmony, and peace. I think it's fair to say that these are some pretty unprecedented wild times we're living in. There's a global pandemic still going on, certainly an economic crisis, what seems to be a long overdue reckoning on racism, and arguably one of the most contentious election seasons we've ever had. We look at what we're experiencing and we are disappointed and frustrated, and some of us are just plain overwhelmed. It seems like every time I see the latest viral video, I just think, what is wrong with people, right? You probably are feeling this too. This can't be who we really are. We're frustrated because we feel uncomfortable. And we feel uncomfortable because we know better. We know this isn't the capital T truth of who we really are. This friction and chaos and discord is life pushing us toward recognizing our truth. There is freedom in knowing how bad a situation really is so that we may mindfully choose something better. I'm going to say that again because it helps me feel better in the midst of all this chaos. There is freedom in knowing how bad a situation really is, so that we may mindfully choose something better. You know, there's that saying, the truth hurts. And I don't care for that saying, but I think we're there. We're hurting as people, as a country, as a world. There has to be a better way. I think if we're unhappy, it's because deep down we know this. Our capital T truth is the better way. That's the truth that ultimately sets us free, if we can see beyond these conditions that we are overwhelmed by in experiencing. Now, Jesus was the great example, not the great exception. He was the great example. And when we look to his example, to living as one in unity with the Father, our source, he saw beyond conditions all the time. He mastered that. You don't ever see Jesus whining about the condition. He declared the truth. Now, we might not be as great as Jesus, right? That's not really the point. We always approach life from our own level of consciousness, whatever that may be, wherever we are. The effort is ours to make. It is up to us every day to decide to live from our truth. Now, like Judy, looking at today's topic, I also thought about Congressman John Lewis. Now, he made his transition on Friday, as we all know, and I was reading all these tributes to him and articles about him yesterday, and I honestly, I'm not from Atlanta, so I knew that's where he represented, but I did not know that his district office was only a mile and a half away from our center. That's how close by he was. This man had a lifelong commitment to a better America, to a better way for America. That was his truth. One particular quote I read really resonated with me from his book, Across That Bridge, A Vision for Change and the Future of America. He said, faith is being so sure of what the Spirit has whispered in your heart that your belief in its eventuality is unshakable. That is a very science of mind type declaration. This idea of knowing our truth and believing in it so much that its manifestation is inevitable. We know that's how the law works. It's done unto us as we believe. Our unity, our oneness, our harmony must come to pass because we believe in it. It comes to pass because we believe in it, we seek it, and we embody it. Okay, now, those are nice words, Cynthia, but how do we do that, right? I'm all about, you know, give me a spiritual practice or a method of prayer or an exercise to do. Help me shift my consciousness into knowing the truth. So I have an example from my own life, and I have to admit, I hesitated to tell this story because it's embarrassing, but I'm going to go for it. Okay. I live in a regular neighborhood with lots of beautiful houses. It's beautiful. And I don't know all my neighbors, but we have a Facebook group page for the neighborhood. And so I've sort of gotten to know a few of them from that. And there is a person in the neighborhood who I do not know, who has posted some comments in this group that I don't necessarily like or agree with. And I know which house is his from just from his posts. And this being an election year, he has signs in his yard supporting a particular candidate that I don't like. It is not the candidate I support, and we will just leave it at that. Now, I walk my dog every day, and I walk by this person's house. And I began to notice that every time I walked by this house, I felt anger and resentment and frustration toward this person who I don't even know. I told you it's an embarrassing story. I'm a spiritual person, and this was really bothering me. Why am I feeling these feelings about someone I don't really know? You know, what am I supposed to be learning from this situation? You know, it's never about the other person. It's always about us. What is it that's in me that's being reflected here? I went there. So I took this into prayer and into treatment. I was seeking to know the truth of this person, the truth of our oneness and unity. And you will never guess what happened. Okay, so a few nights later, I was walking my dog again, and I see this man, he's out mowing his lawn on his riding mower. And I see him ride off his lawn, into the road, across the street, and down a few houses. He's driving his mower in the street, and I'm thinking, what is this guy doing? Well, he proceeds to mow the empty lot in our neighborhood. Now, it may sound silly, but I swear it's true. I almost cried because Spirit was showing me exactly what I needed to see. He's a good person. And you're probably thinking, of course he's a good person. I'm a good person. You're a good person. We're all good because the goodness of God is in all of us. I just needed to have that moment of recognition of that truth. Real or imagined, I was in conflict with this person. Here he was doing a good deed, caring about the neighborhood looking nice, sharing his time, his talents, his resources, giving of them freely, doing kind things for others, and that's something I like to do. That's something we agree on. Now, I have to tell you, the moment got practically comical because while he's mowing, I walked right past him with my dog and he gave a great big smile and a wave and I gave a wave, you know, and it was just a thank you spirit. It was a great experience. And I was freed of the bondage of anger, resentment, and discord. In that moment, I knew the truth of who we both were. I have a quote here for you. This is a quote from Neil Donald Walsh. He's the author of the Conversations with God book series. And he said, "The highest spiritual truth is that we are all one. And the lowest human impulse is to separate ourselves into groups of us and them." There are endless opportunities for us to live from our highest spiritual truth. Now, to do this, to be the truth, we have to remember exactly who we are. We humans today are bombarded with messages of what is real, like cell phone videos that can't be denied, and Facebook posts and political signs. There's an incessant push to make us believe that what we see and hear around us is the truth of life, that all these human reactions, fear, anger, resentment, powerlessness, are the truth. But the truth is, we are divine spiritual beings having a human experience. I always take comfort in the writings of Ernest Holmes. I know a lot of you do too. And in his book, Creative Mind and Success, he encourages us with our thinking. He writes, "When we know that there is but one power, we shall not struggle. We shall know, and in calmness, we shall see only what we know must be the truth. This means a persistent, firm determination to think what we want to think, regardless of all outer evidence to the contrary." That is comforting to me, because even though I might see all sorts of evidence to the contrary of our oneness and our unity and our harmony, I can still believe in and know my truth and be freed by it. Now, this doesn't mean we stick our head in some spiritual sand and call it good. We treat and move our feet, right? Each one of us must do what's ours to do from our own level of consciousness. And that's going to look different for each individual. Maybe one person prays. Maybe one person meditates. Or this one writes letters to their congressman. This one makes phone calls. Another one donates money to a nonprofit organization. This person is a friendly, loving neighbor. This one marches for social justice. This one attends protests. There are lots of ways of living in and knowing our truth. And I want to close with something that happened. I happened to read this week, and it was such a strange coincidence. I happened to be reading this biography of a former Jesuit priest named Wayne Knoll. And he participated in the March on Washington for the civil rights demonstration in August 1963, where, of course, we know Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous I Have a Dream speech. But it was just so weird to me because Congressman John Lewis, who just passed away, was the last living speaker from that event. So I felt like everything was all tied together for me. Now, the country was obviously in a lot of turmoil at that time. And hundreds of thousands of citizens were gathered. And this priest described it in his account as an incredibly positive event. He said he was in awe of the magnificent creative energy for good. And this line in particular stood out to me. He said, "God's presence was undeniable." And that struck me. It made me think about all the tumultuous things that are happening today. If we are present, God's presence is always undeniable. That is the truth. And that is so freeing. Let's take this into prayer and celebrate that. If you would just relax, take a couple deep breaths. If you're comfortable where you are, close your eyes. Go to that place within you where you know the truth. The truth is that which really is. And God alone is truth. This presence of God, this infinite intelligence is everywhere, always. I know I am one with this power. I am the free creation of spirit, and I know the truth of freedom. I recognize the truth that the infinite intelligence of God lives within me and expresses its divine nature in me, as me, and through me. The truth of my life is that God's peace is at the center of my being. I know this is true for me, and I know it is true for all who hear this, for all life. The truth of my world is that it is heaven, right here, right now. Despite any human opinions I might have, any false beliefs, judgments, or fears, I know my real world is spiritual, perfect, and heavenly. I know that even when I see evidence to the contrary, everyone exists as spiritual beings, including me. I accept this for myself. I choose to live with ease and grace, freed from any human limitations. I recognize my harmonious self, and I'm receptive to seeing this in others. I'm determined to know the truth today, and I expect to see more and more great things in my world, more unity, more love, and more compassion within all people. I know, trust, and believe that there is a greater good at work, always. Nothing can inhibit the action of God, which is the truth of my life. And I am so grateful for this. I celebrate the truth of this treatment. I speak this word as the Spirit, as the word of Spirit, and I joyfully release it, knowing it is so. And so it is.
Thank you, Reverend Cynthia. That was an awesome talk this morning on truth, capital T. Big difference between a little T and the capital T. So I want to welcome everybody. Glad you're here, and I'll go through our affirmation of prosperity, and then I will do the announcements. So, I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly, and so it is. And it's easy to give. You can go online to the website, www.cslmidtown.org/donate. You can also mail in your donations to the address, which is in the chat, Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown, P.O. Box 14303, Atlanta, Georgia, 30324. And we had a couple of announcements next week. Continuing our theme in July of the Unchained Spirituality, we've got Dr. Bob back talking on the Tao of Freedom. That should be an interesting talk. And then during the week, if you want an update of some just spiritual check-in, Reverend Bob is doing this on Tuesdays and on Thursdays, Tuesday afternoons, 12 to 12:30. and Thursday evenings from 6 to about 6:30. Same Zoom meeting you got on for today's chat, 404-996-1302. And that link's on the website as well. And if you follow us on Facebook, you'll see it in that and in our newsletter. So if you're not on our newsletter, you might want to get on that. Go to www.cslmidtown.org, and there's a little box there to sign up for that. Our new contribution system, ACS Realm, is up and running on the website. It's real easy. If you are a regular giver, you can set that up as a ongoing contribution. I did that. It's really easy. You log in, create your ID, put in your account information, and set the priority that you want it to do, whether it's every week when you get paid, every 2 weeks when you get paid, once a month, however you want to set that up. We would appreciate that. That gets you set up, ready to go, easy to do. If you've got something going on during the week that you want help with, we have practitioners. You met Judy Ailey earlier today. She is one of the co-practitioner leaders for us, and they're there to help us. Anything we got going on, reach out. There's a link to the practitioners on the cslmidtown.org website as well. And I am going to turn it back to Reverend Cynthia right now.
Okay, I'm back. Thank you, Vance, for that and for stepping in and doing the announcements and for making sure everything runs smoothly. You guys have no idea what a treasure. What would I be without Vance? What would Reverend Dr. Bob be? We are so grateful to you. We're also very grateful. I want to give a quick shout out to Doug Moody, who works tirelessly trying to get our music selections. And we have some changes coming up with that in the future. Doing things online, we're all learning new ways and new rules to follow. And it's just, we are so grateful for his work as well. So let's wrap things up with our affirmation of life. This is the truth. And you're still all on mute. So I suggest you shout this out in your home where you are. I leave this place now, knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is.